It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Black beans recalled because they may contain rubber balls.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
You can't see me.
What are you doing?
I need a second.
While you're catching your breath, we'll take a qualifier for the staycation to Silver Mountain. It is a two-night stay at the condo there on February 7th and February 8th for ski lift tickets. You got the gondola ride. You've got the passes to the water park. If you'd like to qualify for that staycation, we do it five times a day, 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4, and we'll qualify you right now.
Hello and welcome. I'm back and I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad.
Jay, this is always one of the coolest things that happens each year down in Vegas. It is the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes.
And of course they have stuff that's just sick.
They have crazy stuff, yeah.
I mean, you see some of the TVs or computers, AI, robots. I mean, it's nuts.
I know some of it never happens. How far ahead are they usually from anything sort of like a normal release of stuff?
Some of it is stuff that has been released or will be released shortly. And others, you're right, are like a prototype. And some of those I don't think ever see the light of day.
Probably not. Yeah.
But these are some, not the coolest ones, but just maybe some odd ones. They're at the Consumer Electronics Show this year. Are you ready for Roborock?
Roborock?
That is the company who, kind of stole the idea from the Roomba.
Okay.
And they have now made a little robot, like a little Roomba, that goes around your house and picks up things that are on the floor.
Okay. I don't mind that. Boy, have fun with the dog toys.
Yep. And now the problem is it has to weigh under 12 ounces.
Okay.
So I guess if you left a 12-ounce can out there, that would be too much, I bet.
I don't know that would do it.
Socks it would pick up. Dog toys, I feel pretty strong about most of them.
I feel like it would be pretty, most of them would probably be all right.
Yeah.
And then it takes them over to the designated spot that you program? Is that correct? Or?
Yes, I must. It takes them to where the drop zone is.
Okay, I got you.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's not a bad product. Now, this one is a prototype, so
sure.
That might mean we never, ever see it. It never gets out
to the
public. Why
don't you just train your dogs to take the toys back, put them back in the little bin?
Okay. Well, why don't you train your kids to pick up their stuff?
Right. Probably easier to train the dog.
I guarantee it is. How about this? Electric rollerblades. Are you ready for it?
Electric rollerblades.
You wear the battery around your waist like a belt and control the speed with a remote.
Oh, okay.
Top speed for your rollerblades.
Oh, so you're just standing and you're just going.
They're just making you scoot.
Like a scooter.
It's electric. Boogie, 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 boogie. You know that
18,
song?
I do. Do you know that song? What is it called?
The Electric Slide.
Is it?
Is that not right?
That's not the actual name of the song.
I think
that
it's
the dance. That's the dance everyone does to it, the Electric Slide.
Yeah. Oh, what is it called?
Jay?
Is it the Electric Boogie or is it just it's electric?
Electric Boogie Land, I think.
Boogie Land, okay.
But as everybody knows it, the electric shuffle. Steve, can you do it?
I mean, I've fakely done it many a times.
Very good.
You fake the electric slide?
Yeah, you can kind of wing it.
Sure, of course.
Well, from the electric slide, we're right back to our electric rollerblades that go 18 miles an hour.
That's a pretty good clip.
Doesn't that seem too fast?
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
That kind of scares me a little bit.
Depending on how good you are at it.
Yeah. But I don't think it judges that right off the bat. You well, just I'm hit sure go, it and it probably goes 18.
What was the thing that Mike Tyson did?
The hoverboard?
Yeah.
I broke my back.
That thing
that
was
pretty good. Oh, dude, he hit so hard.
That was a rough one. That was the year the hoverboard came out that everybody got one. There was more of those videos.
So many wipeout
videos.
Oh,
my gosh.
Was he the main celebrity who did something
I
like that?
I feel like it, yeah. I think it might have been.
Okay.
How about this one? This is out already in Japan and could be making its way worldwide very soon. It's the electric salt spoon. You say, what?
I say, what?
An electric salt spoon. Well, for those of us who aren't supposed to eat that much salt, which I think less salt is probably good for everybody, right?
Sure. I mean, to a degree.
It's like, yeah. For me, like, it's part of my diet where mm-hmm. I have to have, for the heart healthy stuff, you have to keep your sodium
low. Let me guess
low.
What it does. You pour the salt into the spoon, and then as you go to put it on your food, the electric spoon just like shakes like crazy and spills it all on the floor, and then
salt.
there's none left on the spoon when you get to your food.
No.
No.
Instead,
so that's not
Jay,
okay.
You're not eating salt at all.
Okay.
A weak current of electricity hits your tongue and makes the food taste saltier than it really is.
So you shock your tongue into believing there's salt on the food.
They're $125.
Oh, boy.
And they say that they have been a huge hit in Japan where people drown themselves in soy sauce.
Sure.
Which, of course, is
a lot of sodium,
as salty
yeah.
as you can get.
Yeah.
So they can use less of it and eat their rice or whatever.
Some
people will eat just plain rice and say that, I can't believe it tastes kind of like it has soy sauce on it.
Hard to get the fries to balance on the spoon, but I see what you're doing.
Yes.
It's magic.
It's an interesting idea.
Shock your tongue into believing there's salt.
I've seen so far, it's the one I'm most interested in trying. I don't know if it shocks you, Jay. It's a weak current of electricity.
Well, that's shocking. I don't. You can dress it up all you want, but that's still...
I'm pretty sure that's the definition.
Electric current. I mean,
yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
And finally, let's talk about Fufu.
Okay.
Fufu is the name of this product. It looks like a cat, and it hangs on the side of your coffee mug.
Okay.
Or.
Does it shock you?
It could work for soup as well. And then all you do is it's a little tiny robot that blows on your drink to cool it down.
That's cool.
As much as I want to hate it, I love it.
That is hilarious.
And it's $25.
And it's a cat. Why does it have to look like a cat?
I don't know. I don't know that part.
I feel like having a cat blow on my food isn't as cool, but it's like a little mini fan is kind of hilarious.
Yeah, it would be fun to get different,
instead
of a cat, you have Donald Trump on the side of your cup blowing on it. Or just whatever you want on the side of your
hilarious.
Cup. And it's a little robot that
cools up your beverage for you.
Yeah, custom made.
Yeah, I do like that. That's hilarious.
Me too.
And $25, doable.
Absolutely.
And probably also we will see it if we're not already seeing it.
Yes.
Is it out now?
It is out in Japan, of course.
Uh-huh. You're so lazy you can't blow on your own beverage to cool it off or just wait it out. You just put your little fufu on there.
Put your fufu.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm not going to. Do we want to talk about it?
You're not going to what?
Kevin James.
I have a problem getting anything done.
Period. Exclamation point.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All right, Kev.
Well, this could be the beginning of a story, and this is a little chapter out of my personal life. But I think it's something that a lot of people have experienced over time with our friend the internet. I saw a product that I wanted very badly. I'm like, okay, I need to buy a new wallet. I lost my wallet earlier last year, and I've been using a money clip. It works okay. But I can't get everything I need in it. Like, I I realized the other day, I was like, dang it, I don't have my insurance card in here. Because it only holds so many cards between your driver's license and my key to get into the work. And like, it just, it would only hold so many. So I'm like, well, it's time to just buy a wallet. And I knew the kind that I wanted. And so I started looking. And of course, you know, if you look for a wallet, Instagram and Facebook are going to help you find that wallet.
That's all you're
going
to get for a while, for
sure. Oh, my goodness. Everywhere I went, and it was the wallet I wanted. And it was ad after ad after ad. Well, it took me a couple days to finally, you know, pull the trigger. That's the way I always am with that stuff.
Sure.
And I bought this wallet, okay, off of one of the Instagram pages or whatever. Takes you to a link to the website, whatever, you buy it. Boop. There you go. Perfect. And now I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And I get an email from them that says this exciting update.
Yeah, I bet it's exciting. Like, expect your wallet in April.
Jay, hey, that's pretty quick.
Man.
I mean,
Instagram is the worst for that.
I guess I'm going to be happy if I ever get them.
I mean, they're so bad at that. I feel like everything you get off of there. You might as well plan
it. Experienced it.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I don't even remember what it was. I know I've done it multiple times, and both times it's taken probably 90 days or better.
Really?
It's just, it's dumb because you can't get it if you're, now in this case, at least it's not a present. So that's helpful.
Yes.
But I'm surprised you even remember, because the one thing, I don't even remember what it was I bought, but I bought something, forgot that I'd even purchased it because it had been so long and I'd gotten no notification of it. And obviously it was one of those. Really needed it since I forgot what it was, but but when it showed up, surprise! I was like, that's right. Forgot about that. Yeah,
I did this with some shoes a while back.
I mean, it's going to happen with me now with that foo-foo.
I know cat your mug. Little blow on your drink.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get so many of those.
Yeah, I just was like a long time ago. I bought shoes online, and it was that same thing. They never showed up. There was never an email about it. Right. There was nothing.
Right.
And I just thought, well, okay, lesson learned, dummy. Don't do that.
No.
And then just one day, there was like, your package has been delivered. I'm like, what package?
You're like, I didn't buy anything.
And I go out there, and there's my two pairs of shoes. Yeah. And I was like, what in the world? So this one just says,
I've outgrown them.
Your parcel's status has updated. Hey, Kevin James, and it lists the, you know, the product that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Your tracking number is 685-3599-358-7435-483754-3875.
Same as mine.
That seems fake.
It's a lot of numbers.
We checked that your package logistics status has been updated.
I bet.
And here was the update. Dublin, 12, Ireland. The shipment has been processed. In the parcel center of origin. Okay. That's cool.
And you bought a wallet?
Wallet.
And how much was it?
Like $30. And then
the amount of money to ship that thing.
12:30 a couple days later. Hey, update, Kevin.
Where are you now?
The shipment has left the sorting center.
One?
So they're giving me updates every once in a while.
The one in Dublin, or?
And so, right. That's what I was wondering. It just says it's left. Oh, here we go. Happy New Year. We've got a new update for you. Your wallet. The shipment arrived at Customs of Ireland.
Huh.
Okay. And then, let's see. I just got one, I think, yesterday.
But they're looking at it pretty closely.
Oh, we got it today, 2:58 a.m.
Huh.
What do you think has happened now?
Left the customs of Ireland, I'll say.
Nah, no. It's being inspected at the customs of Ireland.
Still checking out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it got there. They didn't have time to look at
away.
They're
busy, the whole New Year
now
thing.
Now they're checking out my package, and they're gonna decide if it can, I don't know, be shipped across the sea?
Do you appreciate these step-by-step updates?
You feel more like you're going to get it, right?
Because, true. Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's a...
Update 103, we lost your package.
Yeah, yes. Now that it's in America, we don't know where
lost
it is.
Lost at sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wonder if I'm just going to get the parcel update.
Yeah.
Lost at sea.
Yeah, sorry about that. We tried.
Oh, we tried.
Your $30 refund is in the mail.
The Big 99.
We'll keep you up to date.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But I will tell you, the whole time I was eating this that had the sweet in it, I was like, man, I was craving for a big dill pickle.
Kevin James.
I just wanted that flavor of the dill pickle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Just wanted that flavor of that dill pickle, baby.
That does sound good.
It does, yeah. Do you drink the juice or no?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink the juice. Heck yeah.
I mean, but do you make a habit of it or just only when it like strikes in a weird moment?
Only when needed, I feel like.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Whenever that might be.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Who do we have, Steve?
Jennifer.
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 Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Just getting to work.
Yeah? What do you do?
I'm an in-home caregiver.
Oh, very good.
Oh, very cool.
Very nice. I bet you see a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes.
A lot of stuff. I don't know. I've always thought that, you know, a book should be written at some point.
Oh, it's definitely interesting at all times.
I would imagine. Yeah, very true. Well, bless you for doing that. No, that's there's a great need there, so... let's play a little game we like to call Beat the Show. Our category is rock. I don't know if it's rock or just rock. Or I don't know, Steve.
The many forms of rock.
Okay. So rock is the category. Rock. Jennifer, who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
You.
All right. See you in about a minute. I wish you the best of luck. And rock on.
don't judge me on question number one.
I already judged, and I'm taking my headphones off. Goodbye.
I know already. But try your best. Okay, all right, here we go. Rocks are divided into three basic types depending on how they are formed. Igneous, sedimentary, and what?
Pass.
Okay. Where is Plymouth Rock located?
My goodness. Pass.
This Margaritaville singer was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Name him.
My goodness, today is not my day. Pass.
Closest to, according to the 2020 census, how many people live in Rockford, Washington?
About 3,000.
What is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character's name in Moana?
Pass.
Constantine Maroulis was in Rock of Ages. He also placed sixth on the fourth season of what reality show?
Pass.
Who sings Rock in a Hard Place? All right, well, that was all seven, but...
today's not my day.
Anything Plymouth Rock? Where is that located?
I have no idea.
Okay, no worries. I'll wave Jay back in here.
Yeah, Jay, you can come on back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jennifer?
Yes?
Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs medium. What do we got?
Total thumbs down. I don't think I got any of them.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm going to only get one then and see how we do from there. Yeah.
I'm going to give her a point for that because she got that.
she got
did
that,
get
right.
that right.
That's kind of mean what you did there.
She's got a point. That might be
or
enough.
Generous. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
All right. Okay. Jay, you ready?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Rocks are divided into three basic types depending on how they are formed. Mm-hmm. Igneous, sedimentary, and what?
Pass.
I told
That's
you.
It's been too long.
I know. Where is the Plymouth Rock located?
Massachusetts?
This Margaritaville singer was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Name him.
Jimmy Buffett?
Closest to, according to the 2020 census, how many people live in Rockford, Washington?
I don't know. 600.
What is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character's name in Moana?
Maui.
Constantine Maroulis was in Rock of Ages. He also placed sixth on the fourth season of what reality show?
Pass.
Who sings Rock in a Hard Place?
Bailey Zimmerman.
Can you do the impression?
I don't know, man. I'll have to wait until we have the answer later.
Okay. That was all seven, but did we skip something?
Nothing I would ever get.
Yeah, he passed on the first question.
Nothing I would get, no.
I told you, don't judge me on the first question. I realize
that. Well, consider yourself judged, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Thank you, Jim.
Although it is frustrating because I feel like I know it and I just can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't place it.
Yeah, I know it, but don't know it.
I mean, once I say it, you'll probably be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Of course I will, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, to think of it off the bat, I realize. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. It's fine.
I told you. I warned you.
You did.
Rocks are divided into three basic types depending on how they are formed: igneous, sedimentary, and what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's metamorphic.
Metamorphic. Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
No?
Okay. I mean, now I do. Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay. Sorry.
Zero.
That was a tough one.
Thanks, Kevin.
Where is the Plymouth Rock located? Located.
Jay said Massachusetts. We got a pass.
Jennifer passed.
Right. Yeah. Massachusetts, Jay. Yeah, very good.
Hey.
I mean, jeez. Just guessing. It's
1-0.
This Margaritaville.
That's 1-1. Actually, I apologize.
Oh yeah, 1-1. That's right. She got the. I didn't get any right question right.
I got the easiest question right.
Yeah. Well.
This Margaritaville singer was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Name him.
Jimmy Buffett. Duh. Yeah. He got it right. Jay did.
Thank you.
Well done, Jay.
I think at this point Jennifer was flushed. She was already flustered, and so she was just like, I don't know. This is not a good day. Pass.
Oh, no. Yeah, you missed that one. Then you know you're rattled for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. We still love you.
Closest to, according to the 2020 census, how many people live in Rockford, Washington?
What would your guess have been on that, Kevin?
I think I would have said 500.
Okay.
Wow. 522, according to the 2020 census.
I don't feel like I was terrible, guys.
No, Jay, not at all. You used 600? That was great.
What did you guess, Jennifer?
What did I say, like 3,000 or
3,000,
something?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe someday.
Yeah. That's actually not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. 522.
I mean, it's not a good guess, but it's
okay. Putting words in my mouth, Jay.
Yeah, sorry.
What is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character's name in Moana?
Maui?
Yeah, Jay, you struck again.
Well, I mean, I went to the theater to see that, so, you know.
Oh, the second one or the first one or both?
I know the second one. I think maybe I did go for the first one, too.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but for sure the last one, yeah.
That's four in a row, bud.
Wow, thanks, bud.
Yeah, Constantine Maroulis was in Rock of Ages. He also placed sixth on the fourth season of what reality show?
Yeah, gosh, I have no idea.
You do. The question was just confused. It just sounded like so many words.
Is it Jack Black or is it?
Jack Black.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show. American I don't even know Idol. What the. Oh,
do
what?
You remember Constantine Morales?
No.
At all?
Mm-mm.
He had the long hair.
I remember that. And now that you've said it, yeah, but I didn't remember. Yeah.
Because, Steve, I did the first time through with Jennifer, I was like, what?
He finished sixth on American Idol, is what we were supposed
Too
to
many
know?
Numbers.
American Idol, yep.
I didn't even try. Once I got halfway through it, I didn't even try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. American Idol, though.
American Idol.
Yeah. Who sings Rock in a Hard Place? It's your boy.
Bailey.
The Zimmers.
Zimmerman.
Yeah. He just announced his tour, but he's not coming here, man, because it's like too far up there, bro. I cannot afford to drive to Spokane, so I'm not going to go over there. Okay?
You know, I don't know if I've ever really heard Bailey Zimmerman talk, but I imagine
that's exactly what he sounds like. Kevin?
I mean, yeah, that's close.
For the purposes of the show. Jennifer, can you pick a number between 1 and 16,487 and then try to be that caller if you'd like to get one of these Coyote Country beanies? What number would you like to choose?
Let's do 15.
15's a great number.
That's a great number.
Jennifer, thanks for playing.
That.
Yeah, she did did not win. But have a great day, okay?
You too, buddy.
What a great attitude, though. I love that.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah. It's not your day sometimes.
Metamorphic.
Metamorphic. Wow. 509-441-0999. Call it 15. Let's go.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, having not seen it, I can't really give you an opinion, Steven. I'm sorry.
Kevin James.
No, you know what? I will.
Oh, okay.
Do it anyway, Kevin. Yeah, just
I would say it's like a 6.5.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we have a visitor here in the studio today. Stephanie is here. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you for coming in. Stephanie's with Yokes Fresh Markets, and they were our partner for Christmas Wish, and what a great day. First of all, thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And thanks for coming in to present the check. We appreciate that as well. How did we end up? I mean, what was our total? I know you did the roundup, right?
We did the rounding up, yes. Mm-hmm. So all of our guests rounded up.
Which and is then, kind of my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, as the customer, first of all, you're teaching me what it is that's going on. I might not know. You know, sometimes these events are bigger than one person, one store, one radio station.
Right.
And then it's so easy. Like, it makes it the most convenient way to help our own community. So
absolutely.
So thank you guys for doing that.
Well, it's kind of weird, too, because you do it and you think, well, I did a little bit, but it's not going to really add up, is it?
Yeah.
And then you find up, it adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Last year we did, I want to say our guests collected $10,000, and this year it was
$20,000.
Wow. Ooh, yeah, double.
Holy smokes, that's crazy, yeah. Well, that's great. That's, you know, but it also kind of, it sits on your shoulders too, because if you're, you know, if your checkers aren't passionate about it, they're not going to remind people, they're not going to, you know, ask.
Right.
And I think sometimes that can be the difference between success or failure, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because most people are willing to do it. It's less than a dollar.
All you have to do is ask. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I might get in trouble for saying this.
I dare you, Kevin.
No, that's what I'm here for,
guys.
Yeah, it is what he's here for.
I'm radio's bad boy.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I always, you said the thing about the checkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yokes has always been my favorite because I always have, the checkers always seem to be the best. And I don't know why that is, but just for some reason, they're just like the nicest, the best.
Yeah.
We like to create a fun environment. So
yeah.
Not just for our guests, but for our associates as well.
Well, good job. Yeah. And $20,000 is a lot. That's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine how many families we're going to be able to help with that. So thank you for being part of that. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I know you love being on the radio and doing interviews.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, you're super excited about it.
Well, you're good at it.
You are good at it.
Yeah. I have the face for it. So.
Is there, anybody you want to shout out? You know, you'd be like, oh, I want somebody's name that might benefit you in the future?
No. Maybe everybody back at the office.
There you go.
Okay.
See? Yeah. All the hard workers back at corporate.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Again, thanks again for doing this. It's huge, as you know, to be able to give back to the community like this. And how many locations do you guys have?
We have 19 total.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
19.
We have 2 in Montana, 3 in Idaho, and the rest are in Washington.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I would not have guessed that many. Yeah.
But Shout out to the folks at the Liberty Lake one.
And I'll give you a little kudos on the new Airway Heights store.
She's gorgeous.
That is something.
Good for you guys for doing that. Yeah. Well, thanks again. Come back anytime.
Okay.
And, make yourself at home. Our home is your home, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, good job. Everybody go to Yokes today, and you can tell them thank you as you go there for helping out with our Christmas wish. $20,000 raised thanks to Yokes Fresh Market. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day time. All right, Kevin. What?
Okay, I will admit, I don't know where I laid my stat.
Oh, no, it's over there. I saw you.
I moved stuff around.
I saw you. You put it right there.
We just had visitors, the folks from Yokes.
Were you trying to clean up your area?
Well, I just kind of moved everything, and now I don't remember where I laid that pile.
Oh, man.
Ah, here we go. 70% of people say... No, that is not... Correct. The original stat is 48% of all Americans say they carry a pair of backup underwear with them.
48%.
In case you have some sort of accident or, I went to the gym and, I just got too sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop these drawers and get some new ones.
Now,
of that 70% who carry spare underwear...
Yeah.
Say they it has saved the day at least once.
I need to check my backpack. I don't think I have any. I used to carry like a shirt and socks and all that stuff to go to the gym with. But I think I unloaded my backpack and never restocked. Yeah, I don't have any.
Well, Jay, I don't have any either, and I'm telling you.
Steve, extra pair of panties?
I got to get them.
Oh, no.
Socks?
No.
T-shirt.
No. No extras. Mm. I'm a daredevil.
he's going to be going without
willing to risk it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to carry him with you. Depends on how you do it.
You said depends.
Like, I feel like it would not be as cool where I carry it in my...
That's too much.
Also,
yeah,
I think would be a good plan.
I think so.
If I carried them in my little, you know...
Like in the car?
Yeah, my Yokes bag, paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
Not paper bag, plastic bag.
Yeah, my briefcase. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's how I carry stuff to work a lot of times. That would be... I don't know. It'd be weird if they had underwear in there, don't you think?
I mean, it doesn't need to come into the building, no. I think...
Leave a pair in your car?
Because I was going to say, when people say that they carry it with them, I'm imagining that's where they keep it most of the time.
Yeah, in the trunk, right?
Or, you know...
In the trunk for your trunk.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you end up with junk in your trunk, you just go to your trunk. And I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, and I think... We used to do stuff like that with the kids where we would have extra, always had extra socks, extra T-shirts, always carried, you know, all the stuff and just put it in like a Ziploc bag and then we would just stick it under the seat or whatever, behind the back seat in the truck, whatever the case was, mainly for sports purposes. But I could see how, I mean, what's it matter? You probably have an extra pair of underwear, socks, T-shirt, shorts or something that you could change into. It doesn't really...
It would be nice.
I mean,
yeah.
Who cares? I'm sure you have room in your car somewhere for that.
I need to look at having that, emergency. I said this summer that I was going to put an emergency pair of dress pants in my car.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because I did that one wedding all the way down by Lewiston. And
you'd forgotten your pants, did you not?
Forgot my pants.
Yeah.
And I'm literally there in a suit jacket and, look like a suit on the top.
Right.
With... shorts.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that the equivalent of like dressing like a mullet?
Yeah. Party business up top, party down low. It was not a good feeling.
That's not great.
Luckily, the way
Didn't
my DJ set up.
Didn't you end up getting pants though or somehow?
No, I did not get pants. Oh. I asked around for pants. There were none. The saving grace was it was a kid who played football at Eastern. He played football at Eastern, so a lot of his groomsmen were football players, but none of them had any dress pants, of course, except for the ones they were wearing at the wedding.
Man.
But they did throw me a pair of black shorts, and they said, here, wear these. These will look better than the red shorts that you have on.
Right. At least it looks semi-dressy.
Yeah, and I just hid behind my little DJ facade all night, and it all worked out fine.
Yeah. By the way, congrats to Sharon. She won the beanie that was left over from the Beat the Show. Oh, hold on a second. Boston John, what's up?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Same to you, buddy.
Hey, well, the thing to do, Kevin, is even if you don't use a gym bag for the gym, you could put all your nice clothes in there and extra socks and whatever. And this way you look cool. Like, hey, this guy works out.
Oh, yeah.
See?
It's my workout bag. I always have my workout bag. Plus, you can throw like emergency food in there, like, you know, some sort of bar or something, whatever.
Sure.
So you always have
something.
Yeah,
no, I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a bottle of Captain Morgan. So, yeah. That
okay. All right. Thanks, John.
Sound advice from John.
Different kind of go bag.